7:30 on Thursday, and that means you're listening to Phoning It In every week. Someone new playing live for you over the telephone. Today we have Tim Kinsella. You may have been expecting Wooden Wand. Well, now Wooden Wand couldn't make it, so this is, I'm sure, the last person you were expecting to hear. Tim Kinsella, how you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Sure, I'm sorry I blew you off a couple weeks ago. I felt rude.
Oh, no, not at all. These things happen. It's I think the show is plagued by things like that.
Yeah. So
it makes it all the more exciting. For us, at least. I know you didn't have the best of nights.
Not that day, no. I mean, now this is a good day for
awesome.
Me to do it. I was just sitting here. I had this cool job this morning as a photo assistant for an underwater photo.
Oh, wow. What were you photographing underwater?
Some woman swimming for, like, some University of Chicago brochure. It was like 6 a.m., so this is like, you know.
Wow, bedtime.
So this is good. I'm ready to play. It's bedtime.
Cool. You're in Chicago right now?
Yep.
Are you at home?
I am.
Now, what color are your walls?
I'm sitting in a hallway, and the walls are just kind of white.
Mm. Okay.
Got the wood, like, borders or whatever they're called.
I don't know. But you want to try playing a song and then check back in afterwards, see how it sounds?
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Okay, that's one song.
What was that called?
That's called Staying Alive in Loveness.
Cool.
It's off a record that was supposed to be named Staying Alive in Lovelessness, but I wrote on the CD when I sent it to the label so much Staying Alive in Lovelessness because it was like twice as many songs as we needed.
Yeah.
And then the record accidentally got changed to that.
That's pretty funny. That was a Joan of Arc album, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, I'll tell you the ultimate naming the album wrong story for me is the Cap'n Jazz record, which is like the record I've been a part of that sold the most copies.
Uh-huh.
It's called Alphabetophology or something.
Yep.
It was supposed to be called Anthro-Alphabetopology, but I wrote it down on a piece of paper and then like went to the guy's house to lay it out and forgot the piece of paper with me. And just did it from memory for the layout. And then I was supposed to call him, and I never did, and he sent it off, and they made it.
That's pretty funny.
That's how I roll, as they say.
Yeah, it's sounds pretty similar to the MO of the show, actually.
MO of... Oh, your show.
Yeah. the modus operandi. I guess I shouldn't say MO.
No.
Ever again.
No, I didn't. Of the show, I didn't know.
Yeah. So right now you're in Make Believe?
Yeah, and Joan of Arc. But I'm not really working on either of those right now because my cousin plays in Make Believe, is in jail right now. So we're just sitting around waiting for him. He gets out in another 2 weeks.
Wow.
And we're doing Joan of Arc shows in the fall. I'm helping this guy, Chris Connolly, with his record right now.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Is that a band or just a dude?
No, he's this guy, Chris. He used to be in ministry in the Revolting Cox. Pig Face. So we're making this record. We're recording it in a couple weeks, at this campsite that this friend of a friend, owns. He's, rich, and he bought the campsite from when he was a kid.
Wow.
You know, it's like summer camp.
Yeah.
So he's letting us go camping there, and we're, setting up a studio in the woods and, recording these songs in the woods. It'll be cool.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. It's a pretty unexpected pairing.
Yeah, well, we actually made a record together before, but we didn't play any shows, and it was on a really small label, so no one really knows about it. But
yeah.
But this one's a lot different. It's going to be cool.
Cool.
Put another song?
Sure.
Okay. The levels are okay?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. You know, what do people... No, I'll play a song. Okay, bye. I played my songs in a while. I can't remember that verse.
No worries.
I've been working on a lot of other stuff, so I thought it's kind of a fun excuse to play my songs for the first time in months. But
yeah,
I'll play a different one.
What was that one called?
That one was called "Gripped by the Lips."
Is it almost like covering your own songs at this point?
No, not by myself. It's not. Sometimes for a tour, with a whole band, we'll change the arrangement around and like that. But
yeah.
Playing by myself, it's pretty simple. I just haven't done. I can't remember the first line of that verse. Oh, I thought of a good song to play though. Okay,
hold on. Go for it.
This is a song that's on the new record that's not out yet. It's called "Many Times I've Mistaken."
Tim?
Yes.
Do you want to turn the guitar down just a little bit too?
Turn the guitar down?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, cool.
Thanks. But the brand new one went off fine.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
But the brand new one, no problems.
Yeah, I haven't played it since we recorded it a couple months ago, but I could do that. Just the old one, I couldn't remember.
Is that going to be on a Joan of Arc or a make-believe record?
It's on the new Joan of Arc record called Vestally All at Once. I'll play another song from that. I'll play on an acoustic guitar.
Okay. What's that one going to be called?
eventually all at once.
Gotcha.
This is, you know what's weird about this is, well, the whole thing, I guess.
What were you specifically going to say, though?
Well, not singing into a microphone is weird. And, like, the way I'm sitting in my house is weird.
Mm.
Okay, I'll play that other one. Hold on.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That I just swore away from the phone to my wife about something else?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because I know you told me not to. I didn't expect to get a good news and swear. Okay, hold on.
It all off and take me up on my offer. Eventually, all at once, we meet when we eat. Eventually, all at once, each realize we're
That sounds really great. Both, the song's beautiful, and the acoustic guitar sounds really good over the phone.
Cool.
Do you want to do another acoustic one?
I'd have to retune it.
In that case, no worries. Whatever's easiest.
Yeah, there's one other song in that tuning, but I wouldn't. That'd be a risky one.
All right. Well then, forget I made the request.
Oh, that's okay. I understand you're looking out for your production values, that we all must look out for our own production values.
Actually, the whole point is to drive the production values into the ground, but that did sound really good, so might as well keep going with it if we can.
If you want me to take a minute, I could retune.
Sure.
Okay, let me think what to tune for.
For those of you just tuning in, Tim Kinsella on Phoning It In.
You know what? I better just go with the electric, because that's pretty... There's not really any strings near anything else. I mean, you know, obviously they're near each other. But.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just turn down the volume a little more on the electric.
Okay, cool. Hold on 1 second. What's the worst sounding one you've ever done?
A couple people have done it through cell phones that were practically dying.
Oh, yeah.
I did it with this group, World. And when they listened back to it, they were like, wow, that didn't sound anything like what we were playing. Just because...
Who was that, you said?
World. It's people from Jackie O, MF, and Yumi Bitsu.
Mm.
And, yeah, apparently the phone was just
right
on its last legs.
What's the best-sounding one?
I'm not sure. Usually a landline will sound pretty good regardless. Although
speakerphone,
it cracks up a bit, but it still has that phone sound.
I'm sorry, my phone is taped to a microphone stand. What did you say?
usually the landline, I mean, it still sounds like it's over a phone, but it doesn't present as many issues as a cell phone. Or actually, speakerphone does not sound that great, surprisingly.
I would imagine that.
I had high hopes for speakerphone, but they didn't pan out.
So you don't spend most of everyone, are you hearing it? Well, I guess you're just hearing it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just hearing it too.
Yeah, we usually spend a couple minutes on at the beginning of every show.
Yeah. Okay. How much time I got?
6 minutes.
Six?
Yep.
Okay. I'll play another song.
Awesome.
Okay, hold on. But you can't really tell anything. Looks like in the uniformitarianism. You can't trust him without arms. Clocks on the stopping fist in time.
Waters of the pool, of the desert.
chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. If I remember correctly, in Bethesda, Maryland, where the founder is a fame. The waitress is so rude.
Hey.
That was 1.5 songs.
That's cool. What were the 1.5 called?
The first one was called In Fact I'm Pioneering New Emotions.
Uh-huh.
And the second one was called Two've Had, Two've Of.
Two've Had, Two've Loved?
Two, it's like abbreviation of Two Have Had, Two Of.
Gotcha.
You know, like the satisfaction of having like a Twix versus a Nutrageous, and the way you're feeling afterwards to have had two separate bars.
Oh, I gotcha. But there's already two in the Twix.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
It's the same amount, but it seems like more.
Gotcha. I don't eat a lot of candy.
That's good.
But thanks so much for doing this, Tim.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Sorry. Again, that it's good timing that you just got in touch on short notice. I could do things better on short notice sometimes.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Stay on the line. Any parting words?
Not really.
No pressure.
What'd you say?
No pressure.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
All right, hold on just a minute. Stay on the line.
Okay.
This is WMBR 88.1 FM, Cambridge. This has been Phoning It In. You've been listening to Tim Kinsella from bands such as Joan of Arc, Make Believe, and others. But stay tuned for Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming with Tao. Have a good night. Join us next week and check us out on MySpace.